Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
We go from Ray Parker and Ghostbusters to Ray Buckley. And slush fund busters.
Aren't you?
Well,
aren't
thank you.
You
thank
aren't
you.
Aren't you clever?
I was working at that one for you, Ray. It is our pleasure to welcome the chairman of the Democratic Party in New Hampshire, Ray Buckley. Oh, well, he's got something to talk about. Good to have you in, Ray. How are you?
Terrific. What a crazy time we're having right now. It just gets crazier.
Now, four state legislators went to court on Monday to get the injunction to force the governor, and I'll get to that in a second, but to force the governor to receive their approval for dispensing these federal funds. But you were not part of it. The state Democratic Party was not part of that action. Why?
Well, because it was not actually a partisan action. You don't see the either majority leader of the House or the Senate involved. It was the presiding officers, the Senate president, the Speaker of the House, and the chair and the vice chair of the Fiscal Committee, which has had a long and historic history of conducting the business of the legislature when they're not in session. I served 18 years in the New Hampshire House at this committee. It was very clear that they were the ones that were in charge. And it is in our Constitution that the governor must, work with the legislature. And never in our history, ever, has $1.25 billion, that's billion with a B,
right.
Been given to any governor in all of our history, even in colonial times, a governor can just simply take that money and do as he or she pleases. If a Democratic governor had done such a thing, the Republicans would be grabbing the pitchforks out of their barns. It is just an outrageous power move that nobody's even attempted to do before.
Now, the governor says that he created a bipartisan advisory board, and the attorney general said, yeah, you can do that. So I'm confused. If the AG says it, is it okay? See, this is my confusion.
Well, and, that's part of the issue with the AG also being a little confused over his job. If he's the private attorney to the governor or the attorney general for the state of New Hampshire, and that's why he's run into a little trouble over the past year being appointed to state Supreme Court. Remember, that nomination is still hanging over the state. We've only got four Supreme Court justices because Chris Sununu wants to put his friend on the Supreme Court. There's an issue with that, but every legal scholar that we talked to or had taken a look at this issue have said absolutely it's clear cut. It'll happen very quick. The money hasn't arrived yet. Nothing's being delayed at all. An advisory committee, we all know about those. I'm sure we've all served on advisory committees. Advisory committee gets told what you want to tell them, and they get to be involved in what you want them to be. And so that's not the same thing as actually going in and being able to process and function as a very active committee always does. The fiscal committee met on Friday and approved a couple million dollars worth of expenditures. They're able to do that. They're able to function. And I think the governor should just quickly back down and say, the AG got it wrong, and let's move forward.
But now you understand that when people are looking at the story, the governor's saying, hey, if we have to go through the legislative process, it's going to take time, it's going to exacerbate things, and we want to get this money to the people that need it now, so that's why I'm doing it. I mean, on the surface, what he's saying kind of makes sense.
Well, it does if you support having a governor with unlimited powers, and we should just disregard the other two branches of government and just say, hey, Chris, here you go. Here's $1.2 $5 billion, with a B, dollars that you can play with. That's just not how our government's set up. That's not democracy. That's not what we fought over in the Revolutionary War.
Oh, you're one of those guys, huh?
Hey, I'm a descendant of a guy that was killed on Bunker Hill. So,
were you really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, and it runs in our blood. It runs
exactly.
in our blood. Now, what wasn't this committee, this board, kind of based on something that was that Governor John Lynch set up after the economic downturn in 2008?
No. Well, there could be an advisory committee. Sure, there's always an advisory, but they were not able to make decisions. The advisory board, or even the governor, Lynch was
okay.
not able to actually make those sorts of decisions that just. Was ever given a blank check. That's just not something that New Hampshire legislature ever would have
right.
done. Can you imagine the Republican legislature giving any Democratic governor? Oh yeah, you spend
right, yeah,
money
yeah,
over
yeah.
Here.
You spend it as yeah. you spend it as much as you want. So it didn't actually go out that way. All right,
right.
So is this suit going to take time now? And now, like you said, the money hasn't come in yet. But if it, God forbid, it comes in like tomorrow, is this suit going to tie things up so that people don't get the money that they need in a timely manner?
Earliest it's going to come in is the 24th, more likely around the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got time. We expect the court will make their decision very, very quickly.
Expeditiously is the yep.
Expeditiously.
Yeah.
I didn't want to use such a big word.
I don't mind pulling the big words out. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always a smarty pants.
You don't have a problem with referring to this as the governor's personal slush fund? I mean, that to me sounds dark and nefarious, you know? I mean, is it a great headline and it gets me to read the story? Oh, yeah. But is it a little unfair?
Well, I mean, there's absolutely zero checks and balances. Nobody other than Christopher C. Sununu will decide on where we spend $1.25 billion. It's just mind-boggling with a B. You know, my father is one of those, cranky old guys, and when he saw this on the news the other day, he called you yelling and screaming, what the heck is going on here? That's just not what a New Hampshire Yankee would imagine as being the most frugal and the wisest choice. We don't understand it. I served almost two decades in the legislature, and it's just not something I could ever have imagined somebody doing before. We don't know where it came from. And in a year when we're seeing the excesses of Donald Trump's behavior going on, why he would try to mimic that sort of behavior is really disappointing.
Did you invest that $2,000 wisely that you got as a legislator in those 20 years?
Well, I didn't actually get $2,000 because we had to pay taxes on it. So it was really around $1,400.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Ray, what happens if Superior Court Superior Court comes back and says, well, I understand and it's an emergency and yeah, we're going to let this go. And obviously you have a plan B. You're just not going to roll over and go, oh, okay. What would the next step be?
We feel very, very confident that the court's going to clearly read, and anyone can go online and read what the legislators filed, and it's very in very plain English, and very easy to read and understand exactly what's happening. But either way, one would suspect it gets bumped up to the state Supreme Court.
Now, you're somebody at the Republican state party said that the Democrats are showing their desperation, and that over 60% of their fellow Democrats approve of the governor's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. So Ray, you're just baying at the moon, obviously.
Well, as I said the other day, and why would he want to jeopardize that sort of popularity out there if that was true? Why would he want to make such a bold move where you take $1.25 billion and suddenly grab it like some power, you know, mad king. That's just not New Hampshire's tradition. It's not the way things are done. And if the governor really truly believed that he was that popular, then he wouldn't be kind of losing a little lately with his temper over a couple of issues. So whatever that polling may or may show, it is a snapshot. But we feel pretty confident that the people of New Hampshire understand the issue. They understand that no governor, Democrat or Republican, no individual in New Hampshire's history has ever had control for $1.25 billion.
With a B.
And Chris Sununu shouldn't as well.
All right. Well, time will tell. You said the earliest the money will be in is 24, 26, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Sununu was saying. So,
that's what they're expecting.
Okay.
But you never know.
So the court's got 10 days to.
And if Donald Trump needs to sign each one of those $1.25 billion, it could take a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A joke.
So are you?
Yes, I am never going to be a morning DJ if I can't.
No, actually, you're doing pretty well, Ray.
You're doing fine.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
You're doing fine.
So are you faring well during this pandemic? You and everybody around you okay?
Yeah, I mean, there's two different me's. Me personally, me party. The party is functioning amazing. We've got, 20 employees that are working from home. We're now in our fifth week. But we are constantly, moving forward. We're planning our state convention, which will be a virtual state convention. We've got a DNC member elections and state party. We had two different trainings last night with, over 150 people participating in one or the other. The local committees are all meeting on that Zoom. Now me personally, I'm from a really big, blended family. And so, my big move yesterday was to teach my mother and stepfather how to use Zoom.
Nice. There you go. Nice. That's an important role right now.
Yes. And, of course, my stepfather spent more time laughing at my white beard than paying attention to what I was telling him on how to use Zoom.
Wow. That's
funny.
So former President Obama came out finally. Got involved with the process, endorsed Joe Biden. Will that play well in New Hampshire? Because New Hampshire loved Bernie. Will the fact that the president stepped in and said, "Hey, great vice president, love the guy." Will that assuage hurt feelings that Bernie's not in?
Well, I think that will help certainly, but more importantly, Bernie's words himself endorsing the vice president earlier this week. Is just been phenomenal. You've seen that online with a lot of folks' comments. There'll always be some that will be disappointed. For them, this is a movement. They were really inspired by Bernie's record of decades long of standing up for the little guys. And they really passionately believed in that and his vision. But I think he was very clear. And I think as time goes on, it's going to become clearer and clearer. And, of course, I'm terribly excited because I was proven correct before the world when I said on February 8th, not that I'm keeping record, February 8th of 2019 that we were going to
it was about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Actually, it was recorded on C-SPAN, so I can actually show a video of it,
Yeah, nobody watches C-SPAN, Ray. Come on.
Yeah, but it's recorded.
Yeah, good point.
It is there, right.
Well, we always, validation is a marvelous thing, even if nobody else cares. It's important to us.
Well, as I said, I get to talk to my father and stepmother and stepfather and mother on a daily basis now. And so, yes, I need that sort of validation.
All right. Well, Ray, as this thing unfolds, I'm sure we will probably get back and chat some more with you. But no, you're doing okay for morning radio. Now, have another cup of coffee and you're doing great.
Well, I'm here.
Excellent.
I'm not going anywhere.
We'll find you, Ray. Don't worry.
We're here as well.
Stay well.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Ray.
Thanks so much.
Ray Buckley.
Chair of the Democratic Party here in New Hampshire.
There you go. So.
All right. Okay. Straight from the horse's mouth. There we go. Not a political thing. he says, and
of course it is.
Then went on to go talk about
political
many other
thing.
Political
yeah,
things.
I know.
But you know, this is going to happen even in times. Well,
and I understand the headline. You know, governor personal slush fund. I'm like, okay, little over the top, and I play with words too.
I know.
I understand.
I know.
It's not. You're making it sound like, you know, Chris is going to pay off the mortgage on the house and all of those things. No.
I know. And the board that he put together is bipartisan, 4-4, you know, both sides represented there. And again, they said they were going to keep, you know, audit and make sure everything is written down and on a spreadsheet and here's where it's going and why. And
how'd you like to be that judge that got that case?
Well, you know what? There's actually, I've seen cited a couple different laws. So it's interpretation of the law. So it's actually okay that it's going to the Superior Court.
So.
You know, because it could be a legal thing.
So if the Superior Court comes back and says the governor is well within his rights,
then
we can call Ray. We can call Ray back and go nanny nanny boo boo. Okay. Because other than that, we'd have to call back. Oh yeah, you're right. And I hate doing that. 8:49 is the time. 11 to the west of 9 o'clock.
All right, 9:99. I know we got to go to break, but let's now. Go to the phones. Good morning, New Hampshire. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
The governor.
Hi, it's Diane.
Even better.
Well,
it's
okay.
Diane.
I was thinking it was the governor going, why are you putting him on? Okay, fine.
I just wanted to add my 2 cents worth. Peter, I know you know how to get onto the general court website.
Yes.
And I would direct you to the section where you can look at RSAs.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the RSA for the fiscal committee, which already exists, has been in existence for a long time, and read the definition in the law, the last paragraph. And it's very clear that that committee is used to dealing with federal funds, grants, what
mm-hmm.
have you,
mm-hmm.
that come in. And that's all that the legislature wants is to utilize that committee that is used to doing this kind of work. Why appoint a different one? You got one there that does it. And the fiscal committee is the group that approved John Lynch's handling of funds during that crisis.
Right, because he had set up but got the blessing of the Joint Legislative Committee. Okay.
Yeah, and this, I mean, the fiscal committee is put in place at the beginning of a biennium, and it's traditional. It's like I said, it's been in existence for many years. But read that definition, you'll see.
Which one's it under? Revised statutes or administrative rules?
14:30-A.
But under, I'm looking at rules, laws and rules at a glance.
On the general court, you'll see something, I believe it's down the bottom right-hand corner on that dashboard page.
Yep.
That says RSAs.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Okay, I'll find it. Yeah, okay. Which RSA?
14:30-A.
Okay.
Little A.
Okay. You're one of them, aren't you? I'm sorry. Okay. See, there's Diane right there. Got the stats. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you can go check it out if you're at home and you want to check this out. Going, hey, who's zooming who here? So. All right.
Well, I think
I was trying to work Zoom in there.
Well, that was very good. Well,
thank you.
That was very good.
All right. So, what are you doing today, Diane?
Well, right now I'm sitting here having a little coffee and reading the paper and listening to you guys.
Oh nice. Perfect. That's a great
morning. That's why our listeners are smarter than the average bear. There you go. Thank you very much. All right, go back and have your coffee.
Have a good day.
Diane, thank you so much.
Thanks, Diane.
Bye-bye.
8:52, taking a break.
Awesome.
Back with more.